Tech of Sports with TechSmith's Mike Quiansu. This week on the Tech of Sports, Mike Quiansu of TechSmith, Modern Life Podcast Network. Mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. Check out the app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget, you can listen to all your Modern Life Podcast Network shows on apps like Stitcher Radio and TuneIn Radio for all your devices. So you can get Stitcher for free with all your Modern Life Podcast Network shows already on there. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Welcome, everybody, tonight to Tech of Sports. I have an interview here. We're going to have Mike Quiansu on the show. I've written about, maybe you followed it, Coach's Eye, the app, in the past, but Coach's Eye has actually expanded their offerings a little bit with a new feature called Instant Replay, and we're going to talk about that tonight with Mike Quiansu of TechSmith, which produces the Coach's Eye app. He's a marketing manager. He's helped grow the brand. He's a graduate of Michigan State University, bachelor's degree in marketing, and later an MBA from Northwood University. He's a football fan, but he's really passionate about Coach's Eye. He does his job really well. Coach's Eye distributes videos and collaborates, allows your team to collaborate with no matter what you're doing on the field. And he's going to talk about that tonight and their new feature, Instant Replay, which is a step forward, I think. So just a welcome to Mike for having him on the show. And Mike, tell the listeners maybe that don't know a little bit about Coach's Eye, talk about it and kind of where you've been and where you're going.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Rick. A little bit about Coach's Eye, and you know, Coach's Eye is made by TechSmith, and you may not be familiar with TechSmith, but some of the products we make are Snagit and Camtasia, which aren't typically in the sports market, but kind of the extension that we had with Coach's Eye was they're geared towards visual learning. And kind of the overall mission for most of the products we have here at TechSmith is compressing the feedback loop and improving the learning process. And that's kind of where Coach's Eye evolved from, was that background. Back in 2011, a research group at TechSmith was looking at mobile technology and basically what was possible with mobile technology at the time and kind of where we saw things going in the future. And part of that was this idea of having a powerful video camera and almost a computer all in one. And if you combine the idea of recording your video and then being able to draw on that video and review video, basically like, you know, the big time broadcasters do. So that's kind of where the idea for Coach's Eye started. The sports market was a new one for TechSmith, but we worked closely with a lot of coaches in different sports to kind of vet out the idea, go through the paces with them, and create the first version of Coach's Eye for the iOS App Store. And you know, basically from there, it's evolved to the point where we've added it for Android and for Windows, and then you know, recently got to the point where now we have online services that go with it, and of course our new product, Instant Replay.
I've written about and reviewed Coach's Eye before, and I've always felt it's a natural fit in the sports world.
It is, and that was the one thing that we kind of gravitated towards, just the idea of, man, if you were anyone from a youth coach up to a professional, just having the power of that type of feedback, that video feedback right there in your pocket, so that you can do it wherever you're at. You know, if you're on the baseball field, if you're skiing, you're on the hills, being able to see what you just did and then go and try to do it again and then review that again was the most powerful part of it, is that before mobile devices came around, you couldn't do that. You didn't have that ability to do the on-the-spot video analysis. It was more of like, hey, we're going to spend a day filming, and then you know, after that, when you know you're done, practice is over, then we'll go and review that video. And really the combination of Coach's Eye and mobile technology has made it possible to have that video review session at any time.
I asked Mike, who has been using Coach's Eye? Who are your customers?
Yeah, so we actually have seen, you know, a wide, and we're all, you know, sports fans and everything else, but we've seen a really wide range of the sports that have taken to Coach's Eye, you know, things that we haven't even considered or even knew existed. You know, one example of this was a bicycle ballet that was from over in Europe, you know, things like that coming through that you never really thought of before, and you see it, and it all makes sense. So we actually have a lot of people ranging from youth coach all the way through high school into college and, you know, pros and beyond. And the people that have really taken to it are the ones that are at a point where they need that immediate feedback. And this could be, you know, a kid working on his baseball swing, and whether it's a youth that is learning proper swing or a professional who is making the fine tweaks to boost his batting average. You know, a lot of people in very technical sports like track and field, where your technique is very important. Making those adjustments can mean the difference in, you know, the distance of your jump or the height of your jump and things like that. I wish I had a better answer for you, but, you know, the truth is we've seen you know, a wide range of sports and even, you know, the age level or skill level of athletes using it.
Yeah, Mike mentioned this, a sport I'd never even heard of, bicycle ballet, and immediately I said it's got to be a European sport. So I asked Mike if he is now an official expert on bicycle ballet.
I wish I could say I was. I'm pretty sure if I tried to do what they were doing, I'd probably end up with some serious injuries. It's basically, if you think about synchronized swimming, except you are on a bicycle doing a wheelie. So it's a very special skill.